You're listening to the Market Friday edition of the Country Viewpoint here on Flow FM, and it's time now for our weekly look at the poultry sector with Dr. Joe Sillance, the CEO of the Australian Chicken Growers Council. Dr. Sillance, thank you for joining us today, as you do each Friday. After Anthony Albanese's election win last fortnight, he's now announced his cabinet and his ministers. Julie Collins is remaining as the Agriculture Minister. Now, there's been a lot made of the inaction from Minister Collins. Do you think we might see some more action now that she begins a full term in the role?
Yeah, g'day everybody. Look, I'm quite happy to see Julie Collins back in the role for the simple fact that we would have had to induct our third minister in 3 years. But this is a real opportunity for Julie Collins to make a few agriculture-friendly, solid decisions and get some things changed and put herself in a real position for cabinet elevation at the next election. You're right, she had a difficult run-in. It wasn't a full term. She had a lot of pressure from the salmon industry and some stuff that was really urgent. We're quite happy with the idea that she has commenced an ABARES review. The opportunity to come out the back end of the ABARES review and then take that through to initiation of outcomes and transition periods means that she could theoretically go into the next election with, a good list of outcomes that then sets her up very nicely for a cabinet position, I would think.
I know you were optimistic on another term of Julie Collins, should she be given the role, and she now has been given the role. And I know you were optimistic based on not wanting a constant reshuffle of who the minister is, and some continuity might be a good thing. So now that we are going to get that continuity over the next couple of years, are you hoping or expecting Julie Collins to make some inroads with the chook industry? Are you expecting her to come and visit growers and that sort of thing?
Look, I live in hope, and she's welcome to come and visit a grower anytime she would like to. And indeed, she's got some chicken growers in her own electorate, which is, and they'd be delighted to take her around, because Tassie chicken farming is a little bit different to the mainland. And they're very, very good growers under very trying climate conditions. But visits aside, and it would be great, but really what we're after now is outcomes. We've been battering for nearly 10 years now, and the situation economically for chicken farmers has got worse and worse and worse, and if we can bring this to a resolution that's fair for everybody, that would be fantastic.
Just a very quick side note, because I want to ask you about another minister commencing a new role under this term of Anthony Albanese, but you mentioned the differences between chook farming on the Apple Isle and the mainland. What's different about chook farming in Tasmania? Is it just the conditions, or is there more to it?
Yeah, look, they're often smaller farms. It's smaller population. Sometimes the birds that they take out are a little bit lighter because there's not as much secondary processing down there. And a very small group of farms. But remember that the Apple Isle is also known for storms and cold, wet winters and condensation on the inside of walls. So it can be a bit of a challenge for them sometimes.
Definitely can get very cold in Tasmania. Dr. Sillance, the other minister I wanted to ask you about was Murray Watt. He's the new Minister for Environment and Water. Obviously, is the previous Agriculture Minister before Julie Collins took that role. So as the Minister for Environment and Water now, that seems like a pretty good fit. What do you make of that appointment and what that might look like for the next couple of years for the ag industries?
Look, I'm actually really hoping that that this is a really potentially a very positive thing for farming, because farming and agriculture is what feeds people. And so we've already seen some positive move from the government in relation to a food security plan. And environment and water are limited resources, and so we have to spread those resources around as cleverly as we can to get the maximum value out of them. But the beautiful part of it is Murray is the first person in that role for a long time that knows one end of a farmer from the other. I mean, he's met farmers, he's been on farms. He might not be a farmer himself, but when he was Ag Minister, he and his team, he had a very good team with him, were quite energetic in wanting to know and understand. So if he's gone into environment and water with a background of knowing who the farming groups are, knowing who to talk to, knowing what a farm looks like, that is a huge potential benefit over, perhaps where we've been previously, where we've had people who've predominantly come out of the environmental space without necessarily being able to balance it with farming needs.
Well, Dr. Sillins, hopefully Julie Collins as the Agriculture Minister and Murray Watt as the Water and Environment Minister can make some inroads and some positive change for Australian agriculture over the next couple of years. And hopefully we can see some positive changes for your industry as well. Thanks very much for joining us on this Friday. Great to have you on the program each week. Have a nice week and we'll do it again next Friday.
Good to chat. Talk soon.